for it. I don't know if there's artists and writers or what.
It's combinations, yeah.
I'm sure it is, yeah. Damn, that's going to be a mishmash book.
Ready? Are we ready?
Oh, we're doing this?
One, two, three. Yeah. Cheers, fellers.
Cheers, cheers. Fuck faces.
This show not brought to you by Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
It tastes like Pepsi.
Pepsi. But not really, though.
It's like, see, what happens is it's like less calories because there's no brown stuff in it.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, it kind of tastes like bad Sprite.
I like it better than Sprite.
Okay, it tastes better than Sprite. It just
there's
tastes
no
like
lemon lime, though.
Yeah, it's true.
It's your mind tricking you because it's clear.
Is that what it is? To be Sprite. My mind's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Speaking of thanks.
Speaking of.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. What was that, Mike?
Mike.
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 It's almost
Mike.
A question.
I am Mike.
I am Mike. I am a Mike. I am Mike.
Be the Mike.
Be your best Mike.
Aggressive.
Be a Mike.
So what's up, fellas?
It's a new t-shirt design.
What the fuck's going on today?
Huh? We gonna talk about a movie we just seen.
And what movie is that?
The Happy Time Murders.
Oh, right. Well,
that movie with the puppets and the murdering?
Yeah, and the fucking.
Lots of puppet fucking.
There was fucking, and there was murder, and there was puppets fucking and murdering.
God damn. Super, like, making me burp.
Uh-oh. That's because it doesn't have the brown stuff in it. Is that called cola?
The brown, caramel color?
That's the one.
Cola? Is that called cola?
I don't know.
Did you think it just mixed some cola in with that?
Yeah, we just left the cola out of it. Now we have Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi!
Isn't that what I don't know?
I tried to find a GIF of Crystal Pepsi, and I couldn't.
Well, you need a different app, apparently.
Apparently.
Giphy's fucking letting you down.
Yep.
They fuck it up. Oh, tons of Pepsi GIFs. Fuck cares about Pepsi? Crystal Pepsi, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker.
That's where it's at. Why did we all drink at the same time? That was kind of spontaneous. I didn't like it.
Joe's just watching us.
Ready? Ready? Let's do this.
Yeah, that's why he left the lid off, so he's like, oh, anytime. Anywho.
Anyhow.
We done went and saw a movie called Happy Time Murders. We've talked a little bit about on this here podcast before, I think. Like, last week or something like that. So, if the people out there who don't know what Happy Time Murders is, Happy Time Murders is a movie by a gentleman named Brian Henson. If the name sounds familiar, it's not Hansen, but guess where he worked? The Hansen Corporation. He was an Imagineer, whatever they're called. I think there's what the name is. He did puppet design and puppet work and things like that. I think he even directed some of the Muppet movies, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to pull it up real quick and look, see here. Yep. Great Muppet Caper. He was a Muppet performer, also a cameo in it. Muppets Take Manhattan. He did Little Shop of Horrors, Labyrinth. Let's see. He co-directed the Mother Goose Stories by Jim Henson. Jim Henson, you know the name. And if I'm not mistaken, his father, fairly famous Jim Henson, was the creator of such creatures as the Muppets and Sesame Street. Kind of famous, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
And so he did follow in his father's footsteps as part of the Jim Henson Company as a puppeteer and a designer and some other stuff he did there too. I want to say he did Muppets Wizard of Oz, the TV movie, all the different Muppet movies they did on there, Elmo and Grouchland, Muppets from Space, A lot of Muppet stuff. Because, you know, his dad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Muppet movies, too.
Yeah, so. There was a ton. So, you know, that's it's an interesting thing to see where he comes from. Because, well, you know, he takes what he learned from his father and he made this fucking movie,
mm-hmm.
which is hilarious. But it's not your, it's not a puppet movie for the kids by any means.
Not at all.
There was a puppet vagina. They showed us a puppet vagina.
Yeah.
Like, I expected, like, to see...
Full-on basic instinct?
Yeah, like, expect to see, like, yeah. you know, hair or fluff or whatever. No, there was an actual puppet vagina.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that seems... Then they re-showed it when he was remembering, and I was like, I don't think you had to do that, but I think you just...
In case you didn't see it the first time.
Just in case you blinked and you missed the puppet vagina, here it is again. You only get a second shot at it, not a third one, so... So the movie had a lot more plot, I guess you could say, than I thought it was going to have in it.
It really did.
Yeah. I thought it was just going to be a, you know, a detective in a private eye trying to solve murders of puppets. But now they threw in a lot of story in there. Very felt very Lethal Weapon-ish in certain points.
It did.
I was like, well, this is like if you thought of Lethal Weapon, and you were high as shit, and you were staring at a puppet the entire time.
Yeah.
That's where this came from. Good old Brian Henson was out there like, hey, man, we should make a octopus puppet jerk off a cow puppet.
God, that was so weird.
And make it a porno that's being shot in the back of a porn house. That fucking, that fireman and the dog, though, that was unsettling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, oh, wow, okay. Y'all just trying to get the R-rated now, like, no matter what. Yeah, it was very very interesting. Mike, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah?
It was just good, dumb, dirty humor. Yeah. Like, it wasn't... Like you said, there's more plot than I was expecting as well. But the jokes is kind of exactly what I was hoping for. Just a bunch of dirty, dumb jokes. And it delivered...
Oh, this is the same guy who wrote the is writing the Where's Waldo movie.
Is that one gonna be all fucked up too?
I don't know.
Pretty great if it was.
Trying to see, he worked on Kung Fu Panda, The Smurfs Christmas Carol. He was an actor on Parks and Recreations.
What?
On one episode. Name character named Kip. You know who Kip is?
Not nope. Off the top of my head.
Come on, Mike. You're an expert of Parks and Recs.
I am.
Interesting. 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 Yeah, so that's Todd Berger, by the way, the guy who wrote Happy Time Murders. I was thinking what else he made. A lot of very recognizable faces popped up in this movie. Nothing that we didn't see in the trailers. I mean, we saw all of them in there. Melissa McCarthy, obviously, Maya Rudolph, Joel McHale, and Elizabeth Banks, plus other recognizable faces. The lieutenant was, what's his face from The Office?
Stanley.
Stanley, that's what it was.
I don't know his real name, but...
Yeah, that's why I didn't Stanley. Say I didn't With say hair. His name. With hair, yeah.
It was a weird...
I was like, yo, take off the rug.
Afro. Because obviously fake.
Yeah, we can't grow that.
Yeah.
I just saw him in The Office the other day. There's no way he grew that hair that fast.
It was funny hearing Stanley cuss a couple times, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, there's some pretty ridiculous stuff in there. Joe, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. It was a lot better than what I thought it would be, too.
Yeah, like
going
I was...
Going into it, I was afraid it'd be more just, like, just dirty jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
But there was an actual cop movie.
Yeah.
Buried in there.
Yeah. With
actual, like, scenes that made you... feel for the characters and whatnot. And then there was all that other awful dirty jokes and stuff, which was very well done.
I just thought about something. This is Bright but with puppets.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It is.
Without the whole supernatural.
Yeah. I only saw the end of Bright, so.
Yeah, they didn't have magic wands in this. That was the magic part.
Right.
But, yeah, so, like, because in that movie, like, he doesn't, he they think he doesn't catch the guy.
The orc?
The orc that shot Will Smith's character. So everyone, like, is bagging on him. He's like, oh, you didn't shoot because you're an orc. Yeah. That's the same idea. You don't shoot puppets.
Okay. But interesting. No, yeah, it was really good. It was really funny. I mean, it's going to be a movie where we quote the awful, dirty lines.
Yeah, for sure.
Weeks to come.
Come.
Yeah. Goddamn.
We'll cut into very you. Well hopefully, done. Hopefully you. Yeah. They fucked a lot. Oh man.
Oh, yeah, I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it. I definitely could see myself going into this movie and being like, "Eh, wasn't great. It was just kind of stupid." But no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really dug it. Like really, I went in thinking, "Oh, this is gonna be a bunch of dirty jokes and fucked up shit with puppets." And that's really what I wanted. And I got that, but I also got, like, they actually did do a really good story in it. I was like, oh, that's like a real cop story.
Yeah.
You know?
I also like that they didn't really bag you down with, like, where the puppets came from or anything.
Yeah, I know, right?
They say that we exist in this world now, and that's pretty much it.
Yep.
You know, they gave them all the same flaws as pretty much people, except they're not people, really.
Yeah, and it's like... instead of drugs, it's all sugar stuff. Like, she's got syrup in her fucking
hilarious.
When she got back and she had the real Canadian syrup,
yes.
When she was with Maya Rudolph, she pours herself a fucking
a tumbler
of it.
Like
I was like,
finger tumbler of,
oh, this fucking bitch is fucking on the sauce syrup. Still.
Yeah.
So, and she opens it and actually pulled the tab off.
Which
I was like,
hilarious.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she's practiced at it. She's done this several times. I was like, this is amazing.
She's snorting that. What was it? What did they called?
It's just fucking pixie sticks,
right? But she's snorting it with a Twizzler or something.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
When she went and saw fucking what was that? What was the fucking the one that was trying to suck her dick?
Oh, Goober or Doofy or something.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's
something
probably somewhere.
Like that.
But then, like, she reaches down and she licks her finger and grabs it. And she's like, yeah, I pissed on that mirror yesterday. He's like, you can check. It's so salty. Oh, god damn it. I was like, this is the fucking best. I just love there's two things that I loved that made me laugh because of the fact that they're puppets is after the first murder in the porn shop. They're carrying out the bodies and it's just in a duffel bag. They shove the parts in.
Right.
And it's like, you see a guy picking up cotton everywhere.
Yeah.
And then when they found Doofer or Doober or whatever his fucking name is on the beach, you guys want to look away. It's going to be pretty graphic. And they're literally just wringing him out like a fucking towel. And they put him in the evidence bag. Oh, god damn it. I was laughing so much.
But you mentioned that first killing in the porno shop. You have the one cop that's just inside the door and... Melissa McCarthy's just walking in, like, "Oh, you're not gonna like this," and the cop is just like,
"Ooh." Yeah, he's like getting ready to throw up. I'm like, "Oh,"
but it's all fluff everywhere.
Yeah, it made me laugh a lot.
You might want to turn away for this one, and that's when they twirl Goofy around or Doofy or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
and ring him out.
I'm trying to find the
cast list for the
they show all the puppeteers, but I'm trying to see the characters' names.
God damn, there's probably a shit ton of puppeteers.
There's literally, like, there's a bunch of additional puppeteer performers, but, like, of main ones. I think these are also the voice actors, too, because I know...
When the credits were rolling, they showed who did Phil Phillips.
Yeah.
Also did two other characters.
Yeah, Bill Beretta is his name. He's a longtime puppeteer. Did it. He worked with Henson a lot on those ones, but he only did the voice for just Phil in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just looking at the list.
In the credits, it showed Phil some, and then two other people.
Yeah, this one just says him, so it might be wrong. But I'm trying to see Lyle, Mr. Bumbly Pants. It's a fucking rabbit addicted to porn. God damn it, so funny.
He's himself in the
Goofer.
Shop,
his name is Goofer.
That's what it is, Goofer.
The Happy Time Gang who put... an actor on the Happy Time Gang who played a handyman and is now homeless and addicted to sugar, which is like heroin to puppets. That's what it says. Oh, God. The same puppeteer and voice actor did the voice of Vinny the Vulture in the porn shop, the sex shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a recycled version of the vulture puppet used for Guffrey the Vulture from Jim Henson's Animal Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, how fucked up was the Kissing Cousins thing?
Yeah.
They go in, you hear the screaming, kids. And I was those are going to be the kids. And she opens the door, and at first you can see, and they're like, oh, fuck. And then, at first I thought it was just like the one had two eyes kind of off-centered, and then the one looked and said Cyclops, and the other one looked and his three eyes. I was like, oh.
Where are your parents?
So you shouldn't dip in your own gene pool. Oh, man. Alice Dinian and Donna Kimball as Sheila and Diana, the Rotten Cotton Girls.
Oh my
that's
God.
The hookers.
They actually had names.
The prostitutes, the Rotten Cotton Girls.
Rotten Cotton?
That's fantastic. That's so fucked. Brian Henson did the voices of the crab. The one that got kicked because he kept trying to
you
get
know, some had crabs before.
Yeah, you know good crabs before. Oh, man. Fucked up movie. It was so great. That story could just be like anybody who's a certain race.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the funny part is the story wasn't puppet specific. It was you could just substitute the puppets out for any other race other than what's the nationality of that country would be.
Yeah.
Be it black, Asian, whatever happens to be. And it's just the same story, but it's more fucked up because they're puppets and everyone treats them like shit. But it's it's racism still, right? But it's this weird, it's puppet racism, so it's okay in a way, you know what I mean? It's no, man, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, the pilafing was one of my favorite jokes.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to pull his stuffing out, fill him back up with rice pilaf, and fuck him.
It's called pilafing.
Then when they get done, it's going to be like mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so dirty. My Rudolph, like Mike said earlier, needs to be in a lot more things because her fucking comedic timing is fantastic.
She needs to be in everything.
And somehow her face, she keeps straight-faced saying the most ridiculous shit.
Yeah, like that right there.
And the whole thing, like Mike was saying earlier, where he's banging the puppet, the chick in the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, you hear her screaming, she just doesn't lose eye contact with Joel McHale and everybody and Stanley and just reaches down, pulls out a cleaner and then pulls out a rag and he's like, he's servicing a client right now. Ugh.
Which is even more funny and fucked up because you find out that she has a thing for him but she's so used to this happening.
Yeah. She's been there, done that or not done it yet. Yeah. This is weird because
she wants to be there.
Yeah.
Wants to do that.
She wants to get the silly string. If you know what I mean? That's cum.
Oh,
puppet cum.
I'm lightheaded.
That's so funny. Dude, that last part when it hits the door?
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it. I was laughing. Oh, of course, the part when it falls off the roof and lands on Joel McHale's shoulder. She squirts it and then starts wiping.
Yeah.
You got something on your shoulder. It was puppet cum. The internet's killing me. It wants fucked up shit, so I'm making my own content. It's a fucking octopus jerking off a cow.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so ridiculous. And then, of course, my favorite part is the end of the movie. He's like, I can't get the image of that octopus and cow out of my head. And it cuts to them doing that scene. You can see the people in the green suits doing it. I was like, and you see the one guy in the corner just trying not to fucking laugh his ass off. And I'm like, this is fantastic. This is so amazing.
The bloopers of this movie.
Dude, when the
outtakes are fucking
when
hilarious.
The motor that made him hump
breaks
down, she's like, babe, what happened? Did you break down? He's like, yeah, I think so. Oh, god damn it.
And they kept working the mouth, too, as he's voicing it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what a professional.
Because they're trained the way that the voice actors, the puppeteers are trained is whenever you're talking, your hand has to move, right? So they're always that way. So it's eventually just going to be that's how they do it all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like... He's so well, it's so ingrained in him that that's exactly how it's going to be.
Yeah.
So fantastic. I want to get the lieutenant's actual name. Leslie David Baker is the lieutenant's name. Lieutenant Banning. Yeah, it's just like movies super fucked up and hilarious.
Did you guess the ending? Did you guess the whodunit?
Yeah, when once I saw the flashback of the missed shot, I was like, oh, that's her.
Okay.
I was like, and the only reason I say that is because it's ruined because the one of the trailers is the line where Melissa McCarthy says, now we know the purple carpet doesn't match the drapes.
Mm.
And I saw the little girl with the purple hair, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's going to be...
I didn't even think of that.
I was like, that she's going to be out for revenge. And then the whole... When Jenny... Spoiler alerts, when Jenny blew up in the car, I was like, no, that's staged as well. It's too well-timed. I was like, this is definitely right. Something coming after him, because he happens to be at every single murder when it happens, and yeah. But he never gets hurt.
Yeah.
So I was like, obviously they're pinning it on him, because it would, like... Once you find out his brother's part of it, like, you're like, oh, definitely, like, he has a reason for it, you know? But the... I do like the fact that his brother had puppet surgery. I don't know if it's called... Maybe it's called felt surgery. It's kind of like plastic surgery. But he gets a human noise and gets a nose and his gets...
His blue screen, like, bleach,
yeah,
white.
Yeah, like, he gets his felt changed. Like,
yeah.
And then he's like... you're such an asshole sometimes. Yeah, joke's on you. It's not even my real asshole. I was like, oh my God. Jesus Christ, guys. You're fucking killing me.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, the Happy Time Gang, that show, is like, feels like something we could have watched.
Yeah, definitely could.
Like, it should have been something that was like, oh, like, I bet this is just a, like, an idea they had kicking around at one point for, like, Jim Henson to, like, expand his TV kingdom, and they just never did it or something.
Yeah.
Because it was like a mix between, like, all those those family sitcoms, you know, like Full House and like
Family Matters
and all like those ones, but just like with puppets, which is kind of like Pee Wee's Playhouse in a way. They had the mailman, they had the handyman, they had the neighbors that were always over.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this is way too real. Like if you're a kid like our age and you grew up with Joe and my age, and you grew up with the Muppets as a real thing, and Sesame Street, that it felt like something you could actually have seen on TV.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It was just ridiculous. And you see at one point, there was a flyer for their 219th episode.
No.
Yeah, it was in the murder room.
Okay.
Up on the wall, it says, like, celebrating the 219th episode or whatever. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, they went for a while.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, this is, like, a bigger thing than anything else. But, yeah, it's just that just ridiculous, crazy world they built for that fucking movie is just...
It's fantastic.
Yeah, like, I want two more sequels.
Yeah.
I'd be satisfied with at least one more.
Yeah, just something, man, because it's just... And the fact that she has a puppet liver.
Yeah, which is,
which makes her more addictive to the sugar. I was like, oh, God damn it, you guys are so smart.
Right?
I was like, this is the best part ever. And the fact they went to a puppet hospital, and that's why she had a puppet liver.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it. So fantastic. Clever bastards. Oh, by the way, if you guys didn't guess, I liked it a lot. They didn't ask me what I thought of it. That was my answer. I liked it a lot.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's just...
You're laughing throughout the whole entire movie.
Dude,
I'm pretty sure you liked it.
I laughed out loud so many times I thought was like just this most... Like, it's just the most ridiculous shit ever just
I'm
happened.
I'm kind of glad that there weren't more people in that audience.
So you could hear me fucking laugh out loud for no reason?
Well,
there's one.
I would definitely be able to hear you laugh out loud because there were a lot of scenes where we all three laughed. Yeah.
There's that one scene. I don't remember what it was. Something happened on stage. There was something on the screen that made me laugh out loud, and it made Mike chuckle because I was just like, it was just out, and I don't remember what it was now.
There's so many little weird things, though.
Yeah, dude, there's all sorts of shit packed in there. She goes into the old sugar factory to find Goofer. And, like, there's that one bum just singing. He goes, get that flashlight out of my eye. I was like, he kept going with it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. That is a true professional right there.
Right.
So, yeah. I enjoyed that a lot. And I kind of wish they'd make more movies like that where it's just super fucked up and surreal. Because...
Unfortunately, probably not.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a genre that takes off.
No. This will definitely be, I think...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit couldn't do it? Happy Time Murders is going to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like an R-rated Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
And that allowed Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse in there.
Yeah, on the screen together.
Yeah.
Disney playing with Warner Brothers? Are you kidding me? That don't happen very often.
No.
Hence the reason we didn't see any Star Wars stuff in inside Ready Player One.
Yeah.
That shit should have been everywhere. Even though, by the way, did you watch any of the special features yet of Ready Player One?
No. Nope.
They actually did have a TIE fighter and an X-Wing in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
When they were going to the dance club, and you see the big line long of ships, when you pull in and you actually see Shoto's Firefly class come in, right below it you see a TIE fighter in line, you hear an you see the X-Wing in line, and you see a TIE fighter go, and you can actually hear it.
Oh.
They actually have the twin ion engine noise to it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, like, they were able to do it. That was pretty cool. Because there's obviously mention of the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Which you can do, you can mention that stuff. You just can't show it without proper, but you can mention because it's pop culture and it's there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, actually have it on there. Yeah, there's crazy, because there's a special feature, at least on the digital release of it, where it actually has Ernest Cline talking about a lot of the Easter eggs they went through and they had in there. Mm-hmm. And they talk about H's garage and how you can see all this stuff. Like, he has talks about the two different Vipers from Battlestar Galactica, the OG-79 and the newer one. And then you see what I didn't recognize at first is you see Lone Star's Winnebago from Spaceballs.
Isn't really? It?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the garage. I was like, fuck, that's awesome.
Totally missed that.
Yeah, dude. I was like, god damn it. They just need to release a slow-mo version of that movie. Give me like a 19-hour long clip of it. Just do the action stuff. And as soon as like shit comes up, just slow down. I just want to look at all of it. So much stuff. And the fact that the Battletoads were all three of them were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually there's a in if you he said if you in the big battle scene, if you zoom in at one area, you can actually see him transforming.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I was like, oh damn it, that's amazing. Animate that shit and just throw it like in a fucking mess of shit going on.
Right.
Messed up, man. I wanted all of it. But it was amazing. Speaking of amazing, let's talk about some news, kids.
All right, let's do this.
What's the news?
What's the news? Let's see what's some big news. Alec Baldwin isn't doing the Joker movie now.
Apparently not. Yesterday he was. Yep. Now today.
Well, that
he's
news
not.
Came and gone without me realizing it at all, so it wasn't a big hurtful thing for me.
My question is, was it actual news or was it just somebody reporting it as such?
Hollywood Reporter actually reported that he actually did sign up for the movie.
Okay.
And it wasn't just like not early talks. He was actually in talks to do everything. And apparently, like, it just didn't work out with his schedule, according to what he said. It didn't work out for his schedule. But originally, it was reported from Hollywood Reporter that they're hiring him to play Thomas Wayne in the Joker origin movie, directed by Todd Phillips, where he was going to play Jonathan Wayne as a overly tanned, silly person, mm-hmm. aka Donald Trump-ish character. Which really made me very upset because I'm like, that's not what Thomas Wayne would do. Because he's not a businessman. He was a doctor.
Yeah.
Who just happened to be rich and went into business to stay rich, obviously. So like that was shitty. And then I guess earlier today or last night when the news broke, Alex Baldwin got onto his Twitter and even said like, hey, these reports are incorrect. I haven't been hired to play a Trump-like character, Trump-like Jonathan Wayne. And then this morning it was reported that he had to back out due to scheduling conflicts. And he said, I played, you know, he's like, I don't take away what I've, as I, the Trump I've played on Saturday Night Live, but that's not what I was hired for.
Okay. So it sounds like if he would have gotten hired, it would not have been a...
Yes. I think that was more someone at Hollywood Reporter fucking not knowing what the fuck they're talking about and just spouting off shit.
What? Somebody at the Hollywood Reporter might not know what they're talking about?
What? Oh, by the way, Mike, Dirty Rotten Scandals remake wins a PG-13 rating after appeal. Apparently it's already been filmed.
Who's in this one?
Anne Hathaway and that big blonde Australian lady. What's her name? One's in all those dance movies.
Oh, you should know that then.
No.
Rebel Wilson.
Dance movies.
Yeah, isn't she in dance movies too? There's the singing ones and the dancing ones. Uh-oh. Aren't they the same movies? I don't know. I don't watch them. Yeah, apparently it's successfully petitioned for a PG-13 rating from the Classification and Ratings Appeals Board, according to, again, The Hollywood Reporter. Originally got an R rating from the Motion Picture Association of America, and they had to basically apply for a PG-13 because of crude sexual content and language.
Ha.
Ha. So, yeah, that's that. That's a thing.
Looks like they're almost done writing the script for Black Adam.
Yeah.
They just got the latest script from the writers, the director, and they're going through it and doing revisions on it. So that'd be pretty cool. Wasn't it last week we were talking about why don't they make more animated, live-action animated movies?
Yep.
Looks like we might be getting one.
And just now, too, when I mentioned Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. So it looks like we might be getting one. Coyote versus Acme. Deadline reports that John and Josh Silverman from Living Biblically and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia have been hired to write a live-action Wile E. Coyote movie for Warner Brothers.
Because Warner has no idea what they're doing.
You know what? Let's see what happens.
I'm not saying it's going to be bad already. I'm just saying it seems like a very weird concept to go with.
Yeah. It is.
It just seems like a very odd choice to make, but I mean, you got to start somewhere, I guess.
Make a whole Looney Tune universe, bring back Space Jam.
That's what they're working on. They're like, we need to establish Space Jam, but it's not going to be animated characters. It's going to be their CG real life versions.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do what they did with Jungle Book, but like in a goofy way with like LeBron or something.
Oh, God, I hope
that. Well, because Jordan was active at that time, right?
Yeah.
He's an active player, right? Yeah. Okay. I think it was one of the things, like, so I remember, it's been a long time seeing it. I was like, was he already retired?
He'd come back.
Is when he was on the Wizards?
No, this was still with the Bulls.
Okay, was it still Bulls?
But it was, the story was why he left and came back.
Yeah.
Like, why he came back to basketball.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
That's what the actual story of Space Jam is about.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was already back by then.
Did you watch the new trailer for Bad Times at El Rey?
No.
Oh, God,
was that the one that you sent us this morning?
No. Oh, okay. That's the one that Mike ended up sending us yesterday sometime, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's the new Drew Goddard movie with Thor and the dude.
Right. Now I remember him saying that.
Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. We finally saw an actual trailer for The Girl with in the Spider Web.
Yeah, right?
I was like, oh, shit. Like, that movie comes out in, like, 2 months.
It's pretty dope looking, too.
I was like, oh, shit. Like, this movie looks so fucking cool.
Now, it's been a while, and I haven't looked it up. This one isn't the same actress as,
this is
as
nothing
the American
from the,
version.
This, yeah, so this has no returning anybody from the first movie.
But is it still...
It's still
following.
Well, yes, it has those same. Yeah, so it's still the millennial.
I just want to know.
Millennium.
I just want to know. Is it? Is there a connection to the original one?
I'm not too sure
that they did for the U.S. Or is this basically we're starting over again, but we're not starting at the first book?
This is actually the third book, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, which is really weird.
Yeah.
But it's what's strange to me is it seems like they're referring to stuff that happened in the past in the mm-hmm. trailer, but I'm like, if you skip the first, or if you made the first one, you skip the second one.
I thought they did too.
No, they were going to.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, the Swedish ones did all the first three, the original three.
Yeah.
For TV movie, by the way,
was you guys didn't know
those are TV movies.
Wait,
the original Swedish ones were filmed and made for television.
How much could they get away with,
dude? Well, they have no rating system there.
Oh.
And like most actual other countries, other than anything in North America, there is no rating system for television. That's why, like, back in the day, Monty Python and like Benny Hill could have nudity on it.
Okay,
they could show titties. They couldn't show erect penises.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That was like we can't show erect penises. We can show full frontal nudity on male and female as long as there's no arousal. I'm like, Jesus Christ, everywhere else,
right?
Like the fact that in Japan. You can say fuck on TV because in their culture, that in their language, that's not a real word.
Yeah.
It has no actual meaning to it. It's just a word that's out there.
All right.
So like they drop the F-bomb all the fucking time on TV there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because it's basically just a like it's just a word of anger for them. It's really weird. Trying to find out. There it is. It's this. So this one is. I'm trying to remember if they have. Yeah. So there is. So Mikhail Blomkvist, who was played by Daniel Craig in the 2011 movie, is played by somebody else in this one. This one is a true Swedish American movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by a bunch of different people, but it follows Lisbeth and the journalist Mikhail as they go through and get caught in the web of spies. But yeah, the part like it's just I was like, oh, like the first part of the trailer is essentially a clip from the movie.
Yeah.
And I'd seen that part of that before, but this is the first time I saw an actual like full on trailer. And that's why I was like super confused. Like, I don't know
what's going on. What the fuck is this?
Is yeah.
It was pretty badass. Oh my god.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. But like I'm trying to find where the. Because this was written by Stephen Knight, who's written a couple different things. I'm trying to find the list of the actual stories. No, that's not it. I'm trying to see if I can find the actual listing of the actual books. Oh, there we go. Here we are. So this is the fourth novel.
Oh wow!
So this is two removed from the original, yeah. The Millennium series is what it's referred to as the novels, because it's based on around the magazine that he writes for, which in other countries other than America, magazines are a very big publication.
What?
Yeah, I know. Weird, right? They're not just fucking tabloids and nonsense. And there are. The original ones were three books. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Who Played with Fire, and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
Right.
And then the later two ones that were written by somebody else is The Girl with the Spider's Web and The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye, which is not a very clever name. But,
no, not really.
Yeah. But yeah, they were written by Stieg Larsson, who actually, if I'm not mistaken... directed the movies as well. It was a mini series of movies made for television. Want to say he's the one that wrote them as well, or he produced them.
Okay,
but yeah, and they did six parts. There's two parts of each one. Because they were miniseries on TV, so they're like mini movies essentially. Yeah, they did like they did all three of the original stories. Very very. I've watched the first two. There's a lot of talking in it, and I've never watched the dubbed ones, so I had to do a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And as you have seen from the original, the Daniel Craig version of it, is a lot of spitfire times where it's just back and forth. So there's a lot of shit I missed. That's why I was like watching the American remake. I was like, I got so much more of this. I understand so much more that's happening.
Right.
The only American actress, or the American actress Claire Foy, who plays Lisbeth in this one, and then she's like the only. I think she might not be American. I make that as that might be a mistake. Nope, she's English. So yeah, I was wrong with that too.
Yeah.
Mike knows who she is. Wasn't she in The Crown?
No.
Isn't that the chick from The Crown?
I don't know.
You watch that.
Why not? I've seen a couple episodes.
Yeah, she plays Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh.
In The Crown. Which, by the way, I didn't realize this, is an anthology show.
Okay.
And they recycle casts. So she only plays... She plays Queen Elizabeth II in 20 episodes, and they're actually going to recast Queen Elizabeth II.
Like years later, right?
Yeah. As someone else. Oh. So instead of putting her in makeup or whatever, they're going to jump in time and have someone else play her.
Interesting.
And same thing with like Matt Smith, mm-hmm. who was in it, that he's being played by somebody else later on too. And they just I think they just showed off the first pictures of the of Prince Harry in the show as well. If I'm not mistaken, I think. It's a really interesting thing. Prince Philip was who Matt Smith played, who is Elizabeth's husband, for the people who don't know the
He is currently dead.
He is currently dead. Not in real life, though, because he's in Star Wars.
No, no, no. Like the actual guy.
Prince Philip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because dead.
Yeah. In like in real life. Yeah. Well, right. I don't know he died in the show, did he?
I don't know.
He acted like he doesn't fucking watch it.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your mouth says no, but your face says yes.
Oh, okay.
That sounds very sexually rapey? Aggressive.
Yeah, sounds real rapey to me.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Controlly. Haha, that's a word we use. There was something else. Speaking of Matt Smith. So Matt Smith has been added to the cast of Star Wars Episode 9.
Saw that.
As a key role.
Ooh.
We don't know who it is yet.
Guesses, go,
but
now.
Like I said on my text to you guys, once we see a behind-the-scenes picture, speculation will be running rampant on the internet. Because once we see what he might be wearing, he might tell us what he is or who he is.
Yeah, you guess now. Go.
Nope. Wow. Ha-ha! Bitch, I don't know. It's weird to have a key role added in what's supposed to be the last of that movie, of those movies. Because episode 9 is supposed to be
a key role to that movie.
Yeah, that's what it means. Like, it seems weird to add a key role to a movie that's ending a series. Mm. I mean, they're going to continue making Star Wars movies. That's obviously clear. But it's like, it seemed weird to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know. As long as not playing Doctor Who, I'm okay with it. Or you know, not in Terminator.
Skynet.
He played as long Skynet.
As he's not playing
he played
Skynet.
The embodiment of Skynet. Dumbest fucking idea in the world. I'm gonna make a humanoid because it worked so many times before. Let's see. Bum bum bum.
We got the announcement today, a couple of hours ago, that Greg Nicotow is returning to Spawn. So if you don't know who Greg Nicotow is, he's a visual effects artist for Walking Dead and Fear
Nicotero,
the Walking Dead.
By the way.
What?
Nicotero, Greg Nicotero.
Nicotero, sorry, yeah.
It's fine.
He's also directed over 20 episodes of The Walking Dead.
He does a lot of the season premieres.
He did the original suit with Todd McFarlane for the original Spawn movie.
That was like the only part of that movie that looks good.
Except for when the cape turns into a weird shell for the motorcycle.
Well,
that looks fucking stupid. Yeah.
I just mean like how he looks when he's walking around.
Because it's supposed to be flesh. So, yeah, it looks fucking rad.
But, so he's coming back for the new Spawn movie.
That's cool, I guess.
He was a puppeteer for the Violator, too, right? In the first one?
He probably was, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was. Because they actually put...
Remember how shitty that got at the end of that movie?
Yeah.
With the graphics?
Real fucking terrible.
Hell. Mm-hmm. It looked like a fucking computer game from, like, 95.
Looked like if someone tried to remake Doom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, this is not good. Guys, it's going to be amazing. We're in a CG of hell.
That was one of those movies I hadn't seen in so long. And I was like, I loved this movie when I was younger. And then I watched it as an adult. And I was like, oh, okay. It's cool, I guess.
Oh, good. I cannot wait for this.
They got to bring John Leguizamo back for something, right? I feel like that's a must. He should be in this movie.
I mean, he did a really good job as Violator the Clown.
But they can just make him like a cop or something. Mm-hmm. I just want him in it.
I want him in a lot of things, but, you know, whatever.
You going to put Maya Rudolph in Spawn?
Yeah. She can play somebody. I don't care. What else is there?
Len Wiseman is set to direct the pilot for Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Len Wiseman is the film director, screenwriter, producer, best known for his work on the Underworld series, Live Free or Die Hard, and the 2012 film Total Recall.
I thought you were going to say 2012.
the 2012 movie, 2012. 2012.
I was like, that's a weird way to say it, Joe. I like that newer Total Recall.
Yeah,
people shit all over it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
A lot of people were like, it's not Schwarzenegger.
He didn't go to Mars. No one said he did go to Mars, you fucking idiots.
Fuck off.
Even in the first one, nobody said he went to Mars, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the movie. Well, yeah. The only problem that I had with that one is that they made it more black and white of really what was going on. Where in the original one, you had more of that, like, what is he, who is he type of thing.
Is he really is what he thinks really? He is? Yeah, yeah,
exactly. The newer one just was kind of more of like, by the end, it was like, nope, this.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was, but my brother-in-law, Jason, had a really dumb take on the first Total Recall. Like, he was way wrong about the ending. I can't remember exactly what it was. I'll have to talk to him about it, though.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember, like, listening to his explanation. I was like, fuck you. That sucks. But then, like, he was so, like, convinced he was right. I went home and I rewatched it. I was like, oh, fuck. I hope he's not right because that sounds stupid. I rewatched it. I was like, no, man. You're way wrong.
Nah, man.
You suck.
You're dumb. Nobody likes you. You're a big, dumb, fat idiot.
Easy.
That's what you said to him, not me.
That's what I said. You suck.
I remember you telling us earlier that you said.
Oh, just changed your fucking mind.
Yeah, see?
New cast poster for your favorite TV show, Mike. Coming
What's
back.
What's my favorite TV show?
Charmed.
Charmed. Ha ha ha.
Is it coming back to TNT?
CW.
The trailer for season 3 of True Detective came out.
Who's in this one?
You have Stephen Dwarf.
Ooh.
Yeah. The main character is played by I'm gonna fuck his name up because I can never remember how to say
fuck
it.
His name.
It's Marshala Ali, who won the Oscar for Moonlight. Amongst other things. He's the main detective, plays Wayne Hayes. Like there's other people in it too, but it looks to be returning to the spookiness of the first season that the second season got completely utterly wrong with, because it was not good.
I never watched any of those.
If you want to watch it, watch the first season for sure.
It's on HBO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can watch both of them. Just know that the second one had so much potential, but was not as good. It was still good. It just wasn't what you wanted it to be after the first one, because the first one was so good and still stays like still one of the best things they've ever done. Up there with like some of the best HBO stuff that's ever been made. But it's just unfortunate that fucking second movie existed, or the second series existed.
Yeah,
because it just, the characters weren't nearly as good, and it just, I don't know, it was a shame. But yeah, it's going to be pretty pretty dope, if I would have to venture to say. Oh, you see the where'd it go? Nope, that's not the right one. There's a thing about the live event they're doing. I think it's this weekend for DC Universe, hosted by Kevin Smith, live on Facebook.
What's going on as we speak?
Oh, is it today?
It's right now.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
It's right. Oh, no.
My bad.
I don't know what it's about.
They're going to be talking about their premiere dates for stuff. They're going to get more of the details, and they're going to show some not seen stuff yet.
Speaking of Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Have you gone through any of the rumors or have any idea what that big secret writing project is that he's working on?
Nope.
That he's turned in a couple drafts of so far?
Nope. Because he's yet to tell us what it is.
Man, it's annoying.
I've so far stayed away from any of the speculation stuff because, like, it's all been wrong so far, apparently.
Yeah.
Someone said it's like it's a Marvel movie. Someone said it was something to do.
Joe, okay, and the rest of our audiences.
Fuck them.
to know what's going on. Kevin Smith, a couple weeks ago now, on Twitter, wrote that he was working on something. That he doesn't have the green light for yet, or he doesn't.
He can't talk about what it is.
Can't talk about it yet. He said, but if he gets the green light, it'll be the biggest intellectual property that he's ever worked in, and the biggest, what'd he say, like the world he's ever been involved in, or something like that.
Which is, there's two camps that I saw.
The biggest budget.
Now.
And he also wrote, like, the biggest budget thing he's ever been involved in.
Someone said it's something to do with Star Wars.
Okay.
Someone else said it has to do something with the Marvel camp. And the only reason why is because he got done with a bunch of stuff in meetings with the Disney people. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that's because he's going to be part of a documentary about comic book stuff.
Okay.
So that's what was said. But they were like, yeah, that can't be it because there's a lot of meetings. And they're like, he was in Hollywood for or he was in Anaheim at the actual offices for like 3 days. And I was like, documentaries aren't a fucking quick thing. You don't just wrap up a documentary real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's a lot of rumors going around because of obviously his fandom of that, but also the fact that he's like, it's super secret. So they can't talk about it. And then
a few days ago, he posted that he's sending in a second draft of whatever he wrote originally. I was like, well, got to the second draft? Like,
yeah, they wanted to submit a second draft. It wasn't a rewrite, it was a second draft of the script. Yeah. So apparently they liked, whoever it was liked what he gave them. But yeah, it's he said it's not something of, it's not one of his things, it's something he's working with in something else. That's why people are like, oh, it's gonna be Star Wars, gotta be Marvel. I'm like, it could be fucking any of those, but we don't know who he's sending it into. It could be fucking DC for all we know.
Yeah, because he's got a good relationship with the TV side of things. Yeah.
It could be a fucking it could be a fucking TV show. I mean, who fucking knows what it could be? But I don't know.
It's exciting though, because I would love to see in any of those worlds have a written and directed by Kevin Smith. Yeah. Anything
more than just a couple episodes of Supergirl,
Flash, and
Supergirl. Yeah. Speaking of Batman, Oscar Isaac of Star Wars fame.
What?
Has been in talks to...
he's that guy that fucked that robot once, right?
That's the one! A couple of them, actually. I think he fucked a couple of those robots. Yeah, and got fucked by a robot, if you know what I mean.
Hey.
Spoiler alert, he dies.
Hey, man.
I said spoiler before I said it.
That's true.
They could have paused it or turned it off. They didn't. That's their fault.
Put my headphones off.
Ah! Crash my car real quick! Joke's on you. Better if you turn the radio off, because... If you crash, it may still play.
Yeah.
I can't move to turn off the radio after I crash my car, but I can still hear it. Or don't drive with headphones on. That's the thing, too. But he is in talks to be in Matt Reeves' Batman movies.
Young Batman.
Right? Youngish? Yeah, youngish, yeah. There's no defined what role he's going to be in. Originally it came out as he's going to be in the movie. Then it came out as he's gonna be Batman / Bruce Wayne. Now it's saying he's gonna be a villain, but we don't fucking know because we don't know a goddamn thing about these movies.
Nope.
Other than the fact there's the estimated release date 2020, so who fucking knows? I don't know, man. The whole fucking camp is a
that Joker movie is filling out though.
Which one?
The
Joaquin one Phoenix.
With Joaquin.
Yeah. Other than Alec Baldwin, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, it got De Niro. That's weird as shit.
Yeah, he plays is it Marin who plays the comedian, right?
Well, more than likely, but that hasn't been announced. Yeah, so that's just what everyone assumes, that Mark Maron is gonna play a version of himself being the shitty old comedian.
Yeah, the one that talks, that basically tells him he's a piece of shit and should probably get out.
What's funny is Mark Maron is publicly hated all comic book movies forever. Like, mm-hmm. He hates them,
but he's good friends with Todd Phillips.
Oh, and he wants to work with De Niro.
Yep.
And Scorsese's attached to it. And, like, Goodfellas is his favorite movie because he talks about that shit all the time.
Uh-huh.
So he was just like, okay, yeah, I'll be in it. I was like, fair enough.
Yeah.
Said this works.
I mean, I wouldn't turn it down.
Of course not.
Let's do it. Of course, they wouldn't ask me because, you know.
You're not Mark Maron.
I don't have that successful a podcast or TV show.
Yeah, Glow really fucking... Like, all of a sudden, people who didn't know who he was,
Oh, it's Mark Maron, guys. Pretty funny.
Oh, Mark Maron's awesome. It's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, for years now.
For years and years.
Just on his own shit.
His show? I don't know if you guys ever watched his show.
I watched the first two seasons.
It's on Netflix. It was originally on, like, IFC.
IFC, yeah.
Some weird fucking channel nobody knows about.
IFC.
But it's so fucking good. People will talk about the Louis C.K. show. This was like the Louis C.K. show, but funnier.
But way better.
Yeah.
It was nearly as depressing.
Yeah, because Louis C.K. has always wanted to delve into, like, real depressing shit. And, like, there's dramatic moments in the Mark Maron show called Maron.
yeah, oddly enough.
Yeah.
But loosely it was, based on his real life, by the way.
It was so fucking funny, though. And then all the comedian cameos, because he, again, it's loosely based on his life, so he does his podcast out of his garage. So every episode started with a comedian or a famous person getting interviewed in a podcast situation, and that would kind of set the tone for what was happening in that, episode. So goddamn funny, dude. It was so good. And then he kills it on Glow, and now he's getting fucking roles with De Niro and shit. It's nice. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So once upon a time in Hollywood, the new Quentin Tarantino movie, the last Quentin Tarantino movie, has a fuck ton of people in it.
Is that everybody?
Like, they just added a guy to play Roman Polanski. They just hired their Charles Manson.
Jesus. Wow.
Like, I don't know what the fuck is going, because Margot Robbie is playing Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
Who is famously linked to Charles Manson.
Yeah.
But like, I don't, I honestly have no idea what this fucking movie is going to be about.
It's got to be about the murders.
Maybe, I guess.
Well, she's one that gets murdered.
It just seems like a really weird
if it's got thing, Manson.
But it's got Bruce Lee in it. See? That's what happened to my face, too.
Okay, knowing that there are more than that.
Like, it's so fucking weird. I'm like,
Plus, I guess Roman Polanski didn't really have anything to do with
Sharon Tate.
Sharon Tate, didn't he? No.
I think they didn't. They also just hired someone to play another an artist of someone too. I could probably pull it up and look at it, but I don't know. It seems really weird to me. The guy they got to play,
it's probably gonna end up being like this weird anthology of what was going on in Hollywood during this
a lot
like,
of fucked upness
during this certain time frame. Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed really bizarre to me, but I was like, okay. I mean, I trust Quentin Tarantino. He's never given me anything. I went, that was all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember where it was that I saw it. Actually, another weird story popped up. Did you see the thing about Amazon and talks with Paramount and Sony to make new films?
Yes. They're looking at getting a new, doing a streaming service that's ad supported.
Yeah.
And so they're looking to partner with them to get more content for that. Yeah, I'm sure that there's going to be that same content on their Prime channel. Yeah. But considering I haven't heard anything about pricing or anything, I don't know if this is going to be still paid, but it's going to be cheaper than Prime or what.
Yeah. So this is Damon. I'm showing the guys because obviously audio podcast, you can't see it. But if you look up Damon Harriman, who was in the show Justified, who's playing Charles Manson. This isn't a picture of him as Charles Manson. This is a picture from his character on Justified. But you can see why they want him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's
some
just,
long hair, put the, yeah.
Yeah. He just looks like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
But this is just a little bit of who's in the movie. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Burt Reynolds, Timothy Olyphant, Michael Madsen, Damian Lewis, Luke Perry, Emil Hirsch, Dakota Fanning, Clifton Collins, Keith Jefferson, Nicholas Hammond, James Marsden, Julia Butters, Leah Dermon, Austin Butler, Maya Hawke, Lorenzo Izzo, Scott McNeary. Those are just the ones we know of right now.
Yeah.
And added to that, doesn't have the list of there's a couple other people in there too that I didn't mention, obviously. Obviously one of them is Margot Robbie. I mean, there's so many, like, this cast is fucking massive. It's, and I have no idea what it's about. Because, I mean, it's, like, this is what it says here. Set in Los Angeles in the summer of 1969, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood focuses on male TV actor named Rick Dalton, played by DiCaprio, who's had one hit Western series and is looking for a way to get into the film business. His sidekick, played by Pitt, named Cliff Booth, totally made up name, who's also his stunt double, is looking for the same thing. The movie is said to be similar to Pulp Fiction-like Tapestry that covers a group of characters during that summer.
Okay, so I can kind of see from that, because Pulp Fiction, they moved from like area to area to area, which was a very different.
Yeah. It's obviously told out of sequence.
Out of sequence, and all those different sections of those movies almost were like mini movies in and of themselves. So I can definitely see if they're not sticking to anything like, you know, hyper realistic, just kind of realistic ish, that you can move from those different places and get all of those the zaniness and the fucked upness of Hollywood at that time.
It doesn't make me laugh when they pick what movies they pick for people on comingsoon.net.
Well, I thought you were gonna laugh at the fact that they were saying Brad Pitt is Leonardo DiCaprio's stunt double.
Have you seen the pictures of them together yet?
No, but
holy isn't shit,
Pitt like taller than DiCaprio.
It's fucking creepy, dude. Hear me pull it up. I know it's in this image gallery here, because they released a promo picture of it, and it's them together, and it's kind of fucking weird.
I really hope it's that they look surprisingly similar, because I guess I've never seen DiCaprio stand next to Pitt, so I don't really know their height difference.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I have this image in my head that Brad Pitt is much taller than Leonardo DiCaprio. And the last couple pictures that I've seen of DiCaprio, he's kind of put on a couple of pounds.
He does fluctuate his size quite a bit.
Pretty sure he lives Brad his life. Pitt, yeah, I'm pretty sure Brad Pitt just stays Brad Pitt the whole entire time.
That's a secret.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
I'm always Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously Brad Pitt's leaning, but like that's them together.
It's weird.
I first saw it, I was like, that's not Brad Pitt.
It doesn't look 100% like Brad Pitt. It looks like a young Stephen King, actually.
Weird, right?
Even because he's got the denim jacket and everything.
Yeah, and it's the hair.
It's the hair, it's the sunglasses. Like, I've seen King wear those glasses.
It's really weird, right?
Yeah.
I saw that picture. I was like, well, that seems odd. I'm looking at him like, isn't that Kevin Bacon? I'm like, oh, that's Brad Pitt. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Oh, there's Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate.
What up?
Yeah, right? Nice boots. They're made for knocking or walking. It's an old...
Yeah.
So this one has Tim Roth is also in it. Keith Jefferson. I mean, there's so many people in this fucking movie. Like I said, they added a guy to play Bruce Lee. This cast list is fucking
like tons of these people are just going to be like probably in and out.
Yeah.
Scene.
Yeah. But introduced as that person and they walk away. Whatever it is. Yeah, it's just I was like, okay, I'm down, whatever.
And that's what I mean by the comparison with Pulp Fiction, because I know like Bruce Willis was in that movie, but you know he had just his own little arc in it where he was there and then died, and then that
Bruce
was
Willis
it.
Didn't die.
Didn't he die?
Nope.
Who was shot? Who was shot in the back seat?
That was a nobody character who got shot in the back seat.
That's the voice of Samurai Jack right there, yeah, sir.
Okay. Lamar. Yeah. It's been a long time.
But since I've seen John Travolta is the main character that got
whacked.
Killed.
He got killed. He gets killed by Bruce Willis in the bathroom.
When Bruce Willis goes back to get his watch.
Because he's making Pop-Tarts. He goes to take a piss and get surprised by a fucking shotgun blast.
But
to
then
the
next scene, it's Travolta and Sam Jackson.
At the cafe.
Yeah. Okay.
So it gets a little confusing.
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen
that. Because the scene where he dies is the first job he does without Samuel Jackson, because Samuel Jackson's character quits at the end of the that scene,
because
they had to go do the with the wolf and get the cleaned up, because they had Phil Lamar all over him. And so they're at the diner, whole thing with Tim Roth who shows up, they do the botched robbery, he quits because he opens the briefcase, sees what it is, I'm fucking done, and the next job that he goes on is actually the job where he ends up getting killed. Spoiler alert for a movie that's like 25 years old.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, that's not my fault. I think that might be it.
Mm-hmm.
That might be it for today, kids.
Yep, I'd call it.
Well, there it is. Producer says it. Right after Joe did. Getting that wrap-up signal. Did you see the poster for Overlord? That crazy zombie World War II movie?
No, didn't.
It's fucking, it looks like Wolfenstein. That ad gets in the way. But it's cool because they like have his teeth in there. But look.
IMAX.
Fucking crazy. I was like, what? You're going to have a fucking crazy ass zombie World War II movie in IMAX? They'll put anything in IMAX nowadays.
I'll accept it.
Fuck yeah, you will.
I'll allow it.
Produced by J.J. fucking Abrams. Oh, no. Ah, good, I held it in. I was going to sneeze. It was going to be bad. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode. Comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally. And came and came and...